The body of Slobodan Milosevic arrived in Belgrade today, 5 years after the former Serb president was sent to The Hague to be tried for war crimes. He died of a heart attack in his prison cell in the Netherlands on Saturday. Serbia's democratic government denied a state funeral to the man who's known as the Butcher of the Balkans. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from Belgrade.
There was a large stakeout of journalists on the airport tarmac as the flight from Amsterdam landed. After all the passenger luggage had been unloaded, a coffin wrapped in black plastic came down the conveyor belt. A group of 8 officials of Milosevic's Socialist Party walked to the plane and placed a red, blue and white Serbian flag and a wreath of red roses on the coffin, which was then transferred to a hearse. A few hundred mourners lined the road as the vehicle drove slowly away. Mainly elderly, they held photographs of Milosevic. Some wiped away tears, others feebly chanted their hero's name. The few young people present wore buttons of the ultra-nationalist Radical Party, whose leader Vojislav Šešelj is himself awaiting trial at the International War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. Foreign journalists were not welcome. And Milka Markolic, one of the mourners, vented her anger at the government.
You're writing whatever you want to write and not asking the people what they really think about this new government. They're not Democrats, they're fascists and thieves. I lost 2 husbands and a brother, but I did not cry as much as I'm crying today.
Since Milosevic died on Saturday, the Serbian government, which depends on the socialists' votes in parliament, has kept a low public profile. Officials fear that in death, Milosevic could be made into a martyr of the cause of Serbian nationalism. The government resisted the socialists' demands for a state funeral and burial in the cemetery reserved for national heroes. But officials can't prevent the coffin from being displayed for 2 days, probably near the square where in October 2000 tens of thousands of peaceful anti-Milosevic protesters brought an end to his rule. Socialist Party Vice President Milorad Vucelic has vowed to turn this into a massive event.
Slobodan Milosevic belonged to this nation, and this nation will demonstrate this with its presence at the funeral and with its respect. All of those who have deprived him of the state honors he is entitled to will bring shame upon themselves.
On Saturday, Milosevic's remains will be laid to rest in his hometown of Požarevac, 40 miles south of Belgrade. Serb media report he will be buried in the backyard of the family home, under a tree he and his wife used to sit. His son Marko and his widow Mira Markovic are expected to come from Moscow after a Belgrade court lifted an arrest warrant against her. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Belgrade.